the you know, like, I noticed down by the school there was a, well, that whole section, you know, there's a, well, all right, let's take a section where a great many derelicts congregate, you know, and let's say if someone were warning their son or something like that, be careful, you're going to end up on, what might you call that?
Wino Street.
Okay, would you ever refer to that as anything else?
Like, say, I've heard it say Wino or Derelict Street, but there's a, in Miami it would be near this place where they give out free food.
Okay. You ever heard that referred to as a, like a skid row?
Yes, skid row. And I've heard it called the Bowery. I think that's a certain name that they give out.
Oh, okay.
Their skid row. Yeah.
Right, but would anybody around here ever refer to that area down there? It's like.
Yeah, you'd say skid row or the dregs.
The dregs?
The dregs.
Okay. All right. If you want any more, just let me know. I'll get some ice and stuff.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay. If I thought about it, I would have asked you what you like other than that, and I could have had some. I can still go get some as soon as we finish the room if we want.
This is fine.
Okay. How about talking about hard drugs now? What hard drugs do you have knowledge of in the Miami area? Hard drugs now.
There's a lot of cocaine in Miami. More and more. As time goes on, with more kids that I know that are using it, there's a lot of amphetamines, and there's some speed, there's some heroin.
What's the effect, what's the desired effect of cocaine?
Cocaine makes a person get very fast, and it's very, puts them in a very happy state. You could, you know, euphoric if you want to use it.
Okay. All right. Let me see. And you mentioned amphetamines. What's the desired state of taking amphetamines?
Well, they have some downers, and then they have some uppers. I guess it would depend on what you'd like to. If you want to say stay awake to study all night, you take some uppers, or to go to sleep, you might take some. Downers, tranquilizers.
Okay, how about some hallucinogenics? Do you consider those hard drugs?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and what might those be around?
The LSD would be a hallucinogenic, or speed, I guess, or acid. I think that's all the same for LSD, I'm not sure.
Okay, now how about, and what would you call a person who sold these items?
A dealer, or you could call him a pusher.
Okay, and how about a person who was habitually, or who needed, say, heroin habitually?
You could call them an addict, or they'd be hooked.
Okay. And now soft, what you consider soft drugs, you know, in the area, what would you call that?
I guess you consider marijuana soft, or, I've heard of this thing. Called soapers. I'm not sure what they are.
Okay.
But I think they're an effect that makes you sleepy.
Okay. Now, in relationship to marijuana, what are some of the generic terms for, not generic terms, the specific, you know, slang terms for, the amounts, the cigarettes, everything, you know?
Well, you can hear it called pot. Or a stronger form of it would be hash, which is, I think it's concentrated, but I'm not sure. And a cigarette would be like a Mary Jane, or maybe you could hear it called a joint. Yeah, I guess they even have a store called The Joint Miami.
Oh, yeah?
In the middle, J-O-I, the I is like a rolled up